Christopher Cox from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Recorded by user SSN Seawolf on July 25th, 2008. Charles Christopher Cox, born October 16th, 1952, in St. Paul, Minnesota, USA, has served as chairman of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, since August 3, 2005. He had served as a Republican member of the United States House of Representatives from January 25, 1989, to August 2, 2005, representing a district in Southern California. He resigned from Congress to become chairman of the SEC. Contents. Section 1. Pre-Congressional Career. Section 2. Congressional Career. Section 3. Personal Information. And Section 4. Criticisms. Section 1. Pre-Congressional Career. After graduating from St. Thomas Academy in Mendota Heights, Minnesota, in 1970, Cox earned his B.A. at the University of Southern California in 1973, following an accelerated three-year course. In 1977, he earned both an MBA from Harvard Business School and a J.D. from Harvard Law School, where he was an editor of the Harvard Law Review. During the second term of Ronald Reagan, from 1986 to 1988, he served in the White House as Senior Associate Counsel to the President. From 1977 to 1986, Cox was first an associate and then partner with the international law firm of Latham & Watkins. At the time of his retirement in 1986, he was the partner in charge of the corporate department in the Orange County office and served as a member of the firm's national management. In 1984, Cox co-founded Context Corporation, which produced daily English reproductions of the leading state-controlled newspapers in the Soviet Union, Pravda. The publication was used chiefly by U.S. universities and U.S. government agencies and was eventually distributed to customers in 26 countries around the world. The company had no connection to the Soviet government. In 1982 to 1983, Cox took a leave of absence from Latham & Watkins to teach federal income tax at Harvard Business School. Section 2. Congressional Career. Cox was elected to Congress in 1988 from what was then California's 40th District. He was re-elected 8 more times from this Orange County-based district, which was renumbered as the 47th District in 1993 and the 48th District in 2003. For 10 of his 17 years in the Congress, from 1995 to 2005, Cox served in the House Majority Leadership as chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee, the fifth-ranking elected leadership position, behind the Speaker, the Majority Leader, the Majority Whip, and the chair of the House Republican Conference. He was chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and also chairman of the Select Committee on U.S. National Security that produced the Cox Report, an indictment of Chinese espionage and of security failures at several U.S. national laboratories. When Congress established the Bipartisan Study Group on Enhancing Multilateral Export Controls through federal legislation in 1999, Cox was tapped as co-chairman. The group published a unanimous report in 2001 recommending wholesale modernization of U.S. export controls. In 1994, he was appointed by President Clinton to the Bipartisan Commission on Entitlement and Tax Reform, which in 1995 published a unanimous report warning that the nation cannot continue to allow entitlement programs to consume a rapidly increasing share of the federal budget. Cox also served as chairman of the Select Committee on Homeland Security, the predecessor to the Permanent House Committee, chairman of the Task Force on Capital Markets, and chairman of the Task Force on Budget Process Reform. Among Cox's notable legislative successes is the Internet Tax Freedom Act, a 1998 law prohibiting federal, state, and local government taxation of Internet access and banning Internet-only levies such as email taxes, bit taxes, and bandwidth taxes. with U.S. Representative Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, as his chief co-sponsor, Cox authored legislation in 1997 to privatize the National Helium Reserve, which was then $1.4 billion in debt to taxpayers. As of 2004, this was the third largest privatization in U.S. history, surpassing the value of the 1988 Conrail privatization. Cox also wrote the only law that was ever enacted over President Bill Clinton's veto, the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995, aimed at protecting investors from fraudulent and extortionate lawsuits. In 1989, Polish President Lech Walesa joined Cox in a Washington ceremony marking the enactment of Cox's legislation establishing the Polish-American Enterprise Fund. Together with the Baltic American Enterprise Fund, the Hungarian American Enterprise Fund, and seven other enterprise funds in Central and Eastern Europe, and the former Soviet Union, the Cox legislation, incorporated in the Support Eastern European Democracy (SEED) Act, matched U.S. foreign aid with venture capital in the newly free countries of the former Warsaw Pact. Section 3. Personal Information. In 1978, Cox was paralyzed from the waist down following a serious off-road jeep accident in the rainforest on the Hawaiian island of Molokai. He eventually regained the ability to walk, but wore a harness of steel bars and leather straps for 6 months. He still has two metal screws in his back, and, according to a 2005 Fortune magazine profile, has been in pain every day for the past 27 years. Since he can't sit for extended periods of time, he has a special desk that allows him to work while standing. Cox's sister, 11 months younger, died on Easter Sunday as the family was preparing to go to church. She had been standing behind the family's station wagon as Cox's father backed the car out of the driveway. He didn't see her, and she was struck by the car and killed. As a contestant on the NBC TV show Password Plus, Cox won $5,000. His two-day appearance in the 1980s was recently rebroadcast by the Game Show Network. Cox is a cancer survivor. Shortly after becoming SEC chairman, he was diagnosed with thymoma, a rare form of cancer, and underwent surgery in January 2006 to remove a tumor from his chest. He is now healthy. He returned to work after several weeks recovering from surgery, according to the Associated Press. Section 4. Criticisms. During his tenure, naked short selling has been rampant with no or little enforcement. However, on July 15, 2008, Cox indicated the SEC will limit short sales of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and other brokers. Critics feel this poses a conflict of interest, and selective enforcement giving the appearance of special treatment to these companies. Proponents suggest the imposed limits will stop the rapid decline of these companies' market capitalization. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.